Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This book for you.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm Asian white.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about our good friend Eva Rosenberg being back on the show. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama. She's an enrolled agent extraordinaire. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and she's one of our favorite people. Eva Rosenberg, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, and congratulations on the wonderful new book.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Eva, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a great member of our Brain Trust. You know, in a couple of months, we're going to celebrate your 16th anniversary.
If only it were my 16th birthday.
I know. Me too. I know what you mean. Hey, Eva, what's going on out there? What do we need to know about our taxes? What are some things that you're working on these days that would be of importance to our audience?
Well, you know what? I am getting an awful lot of questions from people in the Tax Quips Forum who are employees but are getting 1099s from their bosses.
Whoa.
Instead of W-2s.
Time out. Are you saying they used to get W-2s and all of a sudden now they're getting 1099s?
Some of them actually used to get W-2s and in the middle of the year got switched. They don't know what happened to their withholding because they didn't actually get the W-2 even though the employer had taken money out. Some of them never got W-2s. The employer always treated them as freelancers, even though they meet all the definitions of an employee.
Mm-hmm.
They're not happy.
Well, they're not only not going to be happy, but when all this comes to light with the appropriate authorities, their employers are not going to be happy.
Their employers are going to be in trouble. And these days, it's much easier for them to get caught because their employees can file their tax returns using a Form 8919 that lets them take that W-2, that 1099, treat it as though it had been a W-2 and only pay their half of the Social Security and Medicare taxes, which means they're turning their employers in.
Yeah.
So the IRS actually has a way to keep the employers from getting into big trouble. You want to hear about it?
Yeah, yeah. And let me stick something in here. Folks, this is a big, huge target that the IRS has decided to shoot at. They believe that they're losing zillions of dollars in revenue from this kind of behavior, this kind of misreporting, this kind of treatment of relationships, and
so
they're going after this, and in fact, Eva, this is one of the reasons why they think it was so important that they actually made it part of the Obamacare. It was the first Obamacare rule to be changed. Because it was so onerous on small business owners, they were making the 1099 part of Obamacare. You were going to have to give 1099s to everybody, and so anyway, it was a big deal. But that's an example. I'm only showing you that as an example of how serious the government is about this.
Oh, they're very serious, but it would be a huge cost for them to try to chase after absolutely everybody because there are so many people who are doing this that they have an amnesty program set up so you can come forward.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty decent amnesty program, in fact. It's called the VCSP, and it's the voluntary compliance, what the heck did they call it? Voluntary Classification Settlement Program.
Wow.
And if you If, as an employer, you have been misclassifying your employees.
Or maybe, what if you just haven't been paying?
Well, you've been paying them somehow or another.
No, I mean, what if you haven't been paying your taxes? Because that's another thing that small business owners get into, is they turn it into their employees as if they did, but they don't. They wind up not paying it.
Oh, payroll taxes. Oh, no, that's not part of this. That's
not part of the
other
thing. Okay, go ahead.
No, because you do.
You know you have that a lot out there.
That's a whole other problem, and
right.
We could spend a day on that.
Okay, all right, so let's go back to this then. Let's make sure we differentiate this then.
Yeah, because the IRS looks at those guys as criminals because
right.
they're stealing employee money.
Right.
So
right. Exactly.
When we come back,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah, we'll come back. We're going to talk about this amnesty thing a little bit more because this is important, folks. This could get you off the hook. And I know some of you out there, I know you're doing this. It's not, and folks, you're not a bad person if you're doing this. I know you get upside down. Sometimes you think you can't help it, but there's help. We're going to talk about it after these messages. Tweetail, right back with Eva Rosenberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.